Listen to Eagle FM.
No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia.
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name, and welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm joined with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenville. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl, and good evening, Namibia. So, umatokera pa mushekembi ngadisheda Namibia. So, o programa yoye oyo ye khuri pepo le monoli huna ye kwalu kilamo mepo na tango. So, eshu apumbokuninga okulongi kidoka kopiko eko meva. Opone ke khuri lo programa yi ohatu ke kuningila omeilikano.
Yes, and we are always joined, in case you are for the first time, we are always here on air every Tuesday night and every Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening to give you a word of faith. You that are downcast, that perhaps you are depressed, suicide, or perhaps you are addicted, you are suffering from all types of addiction, you are addicted to different types of chemicals, or maybe you are unable to sleep during the night, you are a victim of witchcraft every night. You need to leave the light on of your phone, or you need to leave the light on of your room in order for you to sleep. Never give up. God is the way, and God wants to make a change inside of your life. That's why this program, we call it the Stop Suffering program, because your suffering has to stop. It doesn't matter the amount. It doesn't matter how big your suffering is. Your suffering has to stop, because with God, all things are possible. And today we are talking about a very interesting and a very good topic. Today we are talking about that there is a way out. Jesus is the way out for any situation. It doesn't matter the situation that you are going through. Maybe you want to commit suicide, you want to take your life. Listen, dear friend, life is worth living. Life is worth living. You don't need to take your life. You just need to give your life to God, because there is a way out, right, Pastor Festus? And that's why, Pastor Festus, this person can also pick up the phone and call our toll-free number. Call our toll-free number now. They can talk to somebody that is going to give them one word, somebody that will encourage this person. And you can call and pick up the toll-free and call this number. It's free of charge at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. They can call this number, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. O programa aí, takutua oyoe, ove outomono ihuna, ihonangala tokofa. Pamuhonangala nandokulino lamba yatema, molwashi, itokofa momonduda. Pamwe... O aninga nando kulio shiaka nwa shini mayunyunyo u, o shiaka nwa shoma lodu, o shiaka nwa shoma pangwe, o shiaka nwa shinganga mwifi. Shasho to diladila kucha, ujue, tu jimbra ilo to ukandu kapo ahawe, otakutua kucha, Yesu sha oe onjila, kapunari onjila imwe ilipoyo kujamo mujue. So omiene, ototu dengere kono mora ngo jei, onolano hetatu,
So there is a way out. There is a way out. Jesus is this way out for any situation. Maybe you're suffering currently with a bad luck. You're suffering with a bad luck. You have been looking for a job. You have been job hunting from the beginning of this year. And we are almost coming to a close, because to this month we have about let me say 2 months left before this year can finish.
Yeah.
And maybe this person think that there is no way out anymore out of their problem. Jesus is the way. Or maybe you're suffering from a depression. Maybe this person are depressed as a Festus or a victim of witchcraft or even suffering with insomnia, unable to sleep during the night, or this person is anxious. Anxious anxiety has kicked in this person's life. Jesus wants to make a change inside of their life. It doesn't matter where they are listening us now, maybe in the north, in the south, in the coast, in the here in Windhoek, maybe in the location, maybe this person lock herself in the room and don't want to have, you know, any cut, this person have switched off himself from the outside environment, don't want to talk to nobody, depression has kicked in. Jesus is the way out of the situation of this person, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Kashimba, otosha keneke ome po yomsa, ngashinga atutikucha, okunashke mwe di dafika pumbali, odula ipweko. Ndele, eshi totale kongana mwenye oye pramwe, otosha keneke nande mepo doma ulozi. Owe te kucha enjila doro odakange kwa. Kuna onjila yo kujamo. Ota kutuwa ne kucha. Ha? Yesu sa oye onjila yo kujamo. Kashimba paife ngaha. Ovo nungo uwe lipatira no moduda no kuri. Nohala no kupikina nando konu mwe. Shashi ungalo ye kujupalela. Shota kutuwa ne kucha. Ha? Yesu sa oye onjila yo kujamo. Mungalo wa fapo. Ilo mungalo ya fapo. Ilo mungu wa fapo.
Mm-hmm. So, always we bring to you a real life story, and we are not alone. Min Pastor Festus, we also have here Marcella. Good evening, Marcella.
Good evening, Pastor,
and welcome to Eagle FM.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so today we are going to hear the testimony of Marcella from our branch here in Kadutura at Groot Winkels. And Marcella's suffering started at the age of 14 years. Her suffering started at the age of 14 years because she wanted to fit in, to involve herself with bad friends and doing all kind of bad stuff. But we are going to hear now what God has done in the life of Marcella. And God can do the same in your life as well. You should not give in. You should not say, no, there's no way out. Jesus is the way. He wants to take you out of this situation, but it all depends on you. You need to take a decision, like Marcella needed to take a decision in order for her life to change. So now we are going to hear the testimony of Marcella, all right? And we are going to hear for these 30 minutes, and then after, we are going to open the lines for you to call in the studio and for you, if you want to include your name in the book of prayer, maybe you would like to include the name of your son or the name of your daughter in the book of prayer, you can also do so. But in the meantime, you can call the toll-free number there at the church. There will be someone ready to help you at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. Five. So 0800-22-3335. All right. So now let us go to the testimony of Marcella. Marcella, how did it all started?
Good evening, everyone. Well, my name is Marcella. My suffering began at the age of 14 when I went to high school. So growing up from childhood, I was practically an isolated somebody. However, coming to high school, it became a challenge because I came to find others, learners from different backgrounds, and I wanted to fit in. So I did not want to isolate myself. I joined the wrong crowds. I started doing what they were doing, which was wrong, by the way. So that involved...
So they were doing what, Ms. Sella?
Okay. Doing what was wrong started firstly with banking classes. And then later on, during the banking of classes or skipping school, we would go to the shebeens and start drinking.
Oh,
that is how I
at
was.
At the age of 14?
At the age of 14.
You would already go to drink?
Yes.
In the Shabin?
In the Shabin.
And being underage?
Being underage, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we would skip school, go drink, drink alcohol. Eventually, I got introduced to smoking cigarettes as well. So that is how my whole suffering started. As a result of drinking alcohol, I started becoming rebellious at home. I started giving a lot of problems to my mom.
So you would not listen to your parents anymore?
Not at all.
So you would just rebel, like in a sense of...
Yes, I would rebel in the sense that I would be told that, okay, you cannot go out until such a time or late at night. And literally when I'm told that you can not go out tonight or you cannot go out until 10 o'clock, at least be home by 9 o'clock, I would go until the following morning mm-hmm. on a drinking spree. I would go sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
That is how my rebellion started.
Mm-hmm.
So in my drinking, I would now go as far as, because I was just a school student. We didn't have money. We would go to the Shabins and look for matured guys who had money to supply alcohol for us.
Mm-hmm.
That is how my life went. So, and I lost focus on my academics. I started performing badly in my academics. So my whole life started going backwards. In this rebellion and all this, there was a time that my mom tried speaking to me and I wouldn't listen, and until to a point that she had to chase me away from home. So for about a whole week or two, I was staying with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, staying with a friend, she was staying with her aunt, and the aunt was not really strict. So we were free to do whatever we wanted. The drinking, the smoking, the living the promiscuous life, dating multiple guys, it went bad.
So you would have different guys?
We would date different guys because we needed money
mm-hmm.
to cater for the addiction, so the alcohol addiction.
And so you would not go and pay alcohol?
No.
Beer or alcohol?
No. We would literally just depend on the provisions of the guys that are available at the Shabins or the clubs that we went to.
Mm-hmm. So from home, you would go to the Shabin?
Yes.
And then you'll hang around there
mm-hmm.
with a group?
Yeah.
With a group, and then the guys would come, those who have condition, of
yes.
course, and then they would purchase some alcohol and then they would give to you, offer to you.
Yes. However, that life became risky because when you are drinking from someone's pocket like that, they would want something in return.
Mm.
They would want to go sleep with you and stuff like this. So we would drink, and when we realized that it's getting late, we would start sneaking one by one. We'll just have an excuse like, no, I'm going quickly to the ladies' room. And then you just...
Then you disappear.
You disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a habit. That mm-hmm. was that is how we were living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were suffering with this pain deep down inside of you.
I had not really a pain, but I had a void. So I was trying to fill myself with friendships and the partying and the alcohol,
mm.
the smoking and all of this. I just wanted to have a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you also spoke to us, of course, before the program, that on top of that, at the age of 16, you got even pregnant.
Yes. The drinking led one thing to another. Like I said, the boyfriends were involved at some point. So I met the father of my child at that tender age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
And being rebellious as I was, I would not take the advice of my mom, staying away from guys and stuff like this. So unfortunately, I fell pregnant at that young age.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when the worst moment for my life began. I was now devastated. I was depressed. Being a school child or a school-going child and having to be pregnant, not knowing how to break the news to my parents,
mm.
not knowing what I would do, I became depressed. And in the depression, I felt way more into the alcohol addiction. To avoid thinking about the stress of being pregnant, I would drink while I was pregnant. Yes.
So this was not a good thing.
It was not a good thing. You cannot drink alcohol or smoke while you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I would do that to forget about the situation.
The situation of how you are.
How I'm pregnant. It was a shame because mm-hmm. you, being so young, you are.
Were you at school at the time?
I was at school and I had to drop out in my early grade 12 year
mm-hmm.
towards the beginning of my matric year. I had to drop out because the tummy was becoming bigger and mm-hmm. it was shameful at school now. I could not hide it anymore.
Underage,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to drop
out. But you were grade what, maybe?
I was in grade 12 now.
In grade 12.
Because I fell pregnant in the year of my grade 11 towards mm-hmm. the grade 12 year.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So now I had to drop out around maybe March, somewhere there, because my tummy was becoming very big.
Mm-hmm.
So I was staying at home. Now at home is where the situation also got bad because I felt rejected. I would be pushed away by my brother
mm-hmm.
using words like I brought shame to the family and I became a burden to my mom. Because my mom already really tried to talk to me, to take me for counseling to social workers and everything. But I wouldn't listen until I find myself in a situation where I felt pregnant, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now being pregnant, situation is not well at home.
Yes.
Because now your mother have to bring food on the table. You were at school, of
yes.
course, you didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And now your mother have to go and feed you.
Mm-hmm.
And the child.
Yes.
And herself.
Yes. And it was not just to feed me and my child. We are we are seven siblings from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So the others were also fed by my mom, except for my elder brother who was also working at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of us were financially depending on my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not really having a good job, so to say. She was doing three different types of domestic work. Yes, domestic work to try and support us.
To support
us. Uh-huh. Yes, to support us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really difficult now that she had to now start buying diapers for my son, start buying formula for my son, taking care of my needs. I'm sorry, taking care of my needs. It became a bit difficult. It became challenging for her. Financially mm-hmm. speaking, it mm-hmm. was a strain.
And you see, Pastor Festus, there are many people going through the same situation. Perhaps this person is listening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
This person perhaps is suffering with depression. And even being in school, this person wants to drop out, saying, I don't want to school anymore. I want to leave the school and live on my own. Because this person now knows want to go drink, want to go to smoke, want to do what is not right. This person should just give God a chance because God is the way. Maybe this person wants to take his own life. Maybe this person is in a situation like Marcella,
mm-hmm.
even pregnant now at the moment.
Yeah.
And this person wants to go out of school. God wants to make a change in this person's life.
Mm-hmm. Otati kucha manga ena edula omlongo nane. Okui haluka no mofikola itadru moha viva kemotaka ninga inimayo ineijamo. Na shono seke mwete la ponga tuyo kukala itadruika valikova kulunuvae. No kukali itadruika kova kulunuvae okui haluke li me telelo. Me edula diri omlongo na hamano. So osho salise mju palelu nene. I haluka no mofikola mo great mo mondo donilongo no nivali ajamo mofikola o akakalela shikumbo no mumbo no moko itoulwa mo malaka amai kashimba otoshakeneke ujua fafana so onkalo kujamo mo ngaloyo shashindwe te kucha ongaloyo ya yangone komesho fiote ikemweta oshonave toke shudango ne kucha oshekemweta fioponga twili pipo opramone kalunga shashomo onjira kujamo okalunga.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying that she is also going to go to the point of how she come out of that life,
mm-hmm.
how she come out of that life of being suffering like that, pregnant in a young age, giving up the school. They are going to hear about how she come out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would like you to call our toll-free number. Call now if you need help, urgent help. Call now our toll-free number. There will be someone offline, of course, that is going to help you. You can call now at 0800-22-335. I repeat, 0800-22-335. So call now the toll-free number. They can call right now, Pastor Festus.
Totu dengele paifenga ha, kona mba iyo shari. Ototu dengele kona mba iyo shari. Kuchane kuna kosha kongo jioe. Ongo jeyote ipiti shashi, oyo shari. Onomola, onola, ohetatu, onola vavali, ombali vavali, onatu vatatu, nonano. Andendru lamo, onola ohetatu no onola vavali, ombali vavali, onatu vatatu, nonano.
Mm-hmm. So you can call and there'll be someone, never give up. God wants to help you. That's why we are here on Eagle FM every Tuesday and every Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening, so that you can take a decision. Jesus is the way. And you see, Marcelo follow the right way, which is Jesus. And today she's free. She don't have any more depression. Now, going back to the testimony, Marcela, due not being able to support your child, you fall into depression, right?
Yes, Pastor.
And your mother tried to take you to the social worker.
Yes.
Your family member even, told you, oh, go to the village. You are not bringing any goodness to the family. You are ashamed.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that was my elder brother now. Since he was the breadwinner,
mm-hmm.
he felt I was a financial burden for him and my mom. So he told me, no, you have become ashamed to the family. You gave birth at a very young age. You are unemployed. It's like you are useless, in other words, or in a nutshell. So he told me I had to go to the village to go stay there. So
to be at the farm, to look after the animals there, the goats, the sheep.
Yes.
Because your life is...
It's meaningless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, per se. So I went with my son. I think he was around... He was just a baby, maybe 4 or 3 months. I went to the village. My father was staying there already. So I went to join my father to help him with the whatever was needed to be done at the village. I went to stay there for maybe 2 or 3 months, and that is what my elder sister was introduced to the church.
Mm-hmm. So before you go there, because we know that you are not going to conclude your testimony today.
Yes.
We are going to hear more of your testimony on Thursday.
Yes.
How God has changed your life and the decision that you take,
mm-hmm.
in order for you to be here now testifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't happen out of the blue. Of course, you needed to take a decision,
yes.
right? No, nobody needed to decide for you. You need to decide for yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? So now, talking about taking you to the social worker, your mother, of course, would take you to the social worker. How was it?
Okay. I did not even go to the social worker voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
My mother literally had to treat me to say, no, we are going to the, because the social workers were working in the environment of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, she asked me just to accompany her after school.
Mm-hmm.
Accompany me to the hospital. I need to go get some medication there. So then when we got there, we went into the office. She was saying I have to go translate for her into English, because she doesn't really speak
your
English.
Mom.
Yes. She,
okay.
So she asked me to go help her to translate. So when I got there, the social worker started telling me, no, your mom came with this issue to us and she wanted us to help you.
Mm.
She's complaining that you are rebellious at home, you are drinking, you are going or running away from home. Of course, I would run away from home approximately for a whole week and no one would know where I am.
The whole week?
Yes, I'm on a drinking spree. No one would know where I am.
The whole week you disappear.
I am gone.
Your mother don't know where you are.
Mom doesn't know where I am.
Brother don't know where you are.
Nobody knows where I am.
You just left the house.
I just left the house.
1 week.
One full week.
Of course, I mean, being a parent, you would feel worried.
Yes.
Where is my daughter? Where is my son the whole week? He just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So she would be worried.
Yes.
She would go around and of course, ask the neighbors or the community, have you seen Marcela? Have you seen her? Nobody would know.
Nobody would know.
But you were there on a spring drinking.
Yes.
With friends.
With friends.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
And you would also smoke, right?
Yes.
So you would never stay sober, basically.
No, I would not. I would literally not go sober.
Mm-hmm.
I would drink. And being a student, as a learner by then, we would go to an extent of taking alcohol along to school.
Oh, yes. You would drink in the school?
In the school premises.
Which is
smoke.
Illegal.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
You would drink in school?
Yes.
And maybe Pastor Festus, there are people out there,
mm-hmm.
youth out there who are suffering with this.
Mm-hmm.
Taking even drugs, perhaps, to school to go and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
With the friends to go and drink. Maybe this person have gone at the bottom of the well.
Ongash mashala tati kucha. Okui halukeri pongatu yoku jamo mumbo. Oshivika shise ehesivike kuchokuli peniko akulunu vae. Oveli pula plango kuchotaba ninga lipi. No pongatu opo memoya kakufongatu. Ae kosho shaweka. Upaka kongevatelo. Ye keshishine kuchokuli tatola uko ingo tatola kucha ae kukatolo kelenge. Ashike memoya ukwari apumbwe vatelo. Kashimba uri mongatu ya fapo. Uwete kucha obo ui wanena. Inopungwe vatelo no vakulunu. Obo uwete ngo kucha na vovalo lokango no ngalo ilingao. Oyo ngalo ya jupala. Ine iku jupale la shiko va uke. Oya jupale la yova kwa ne dimo voe. Ngengo tosha kene kujua fapo.
Mm.
Nongengo vakulunu itadru kukuvatela. Nongenge kapena utadru kukuvatela. Nevatelo la vweli takenda bala ongashi mwe ina ea ponga tuyo kumulo. Omalakango mai o kwari yena ina tele la kuchavo wanenge kono onga onga o kuna jito vatele po. Owe toho nime umbo. Kashi imbo tosha keneko malaka fafana. Ove tomone kucha u ongalo kukandula pujuo. Owe inya ike okuyandile kele shindie mo malo dundie mo mapangwe ndi ningo shihakana. Shi inima yunyo u. No shotu, so onjila yoku jamo na tango, otoki ipirikina, ometi na omo.
Maybe this person, pastor, ran away from home. The parents don't know where this person is. Maybe is the daughter or is a son.
Mm.
He's staying now with a friend, staying now out there. The family don't know, even know where he just disappeared. Just to feed his addiction, just to be on the street. But God wants to make a change in this person's life. Jesus is the way. That's what we are talking about. We are talking about that the Lord God is the way out of your problem. Just give God a chance. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way out for any situation to change. So give God a chance. Going back to the testimony of Marcela, the social worker would speak to you a bit.
Okay, so the social worker would speak to me, but me in my mind, I'm telling myself, okay, I will not say I will not do it, but when I leave here, this office, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. So you just listen, agree there.
Yes.
Oh, no, okay, I'll do that. But when you leave,
yes,
you continue.
I will continue.
Even worse.
Even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a time that my father came to Khobabas to come and visit us, and the school had planned for there was this Windu cultural shows, so we had to travel with the school to come and view the Windu showgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
When I came, I already came with clothes packed that I've hidden. And when we arrived in Windu, because my boyfriend then was staying in Windu.
Mm-hmm.
So I disappeared from the school bus, and
Yen Vinduk, a city that you don't know.
That I really don't know. I just took a taxi.
Okay, so we are going to have 1 minute before we go to our break. All right, prepare your glass of water. In the end of the program, we are going to pray. We are going to go now to the break.
uchane udhi woye uthike peni okuna onjira okuzamu kuri sapo okumona ihuna oprogramma toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga patrura o radio yoye etiali netine pomugoi sigo omlongo usiku kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
All right, so we are back. Marcella, if you would like to hear her testimony, you can come back on Thursday from 9 to 10 in the evening. We are going to conclude the testimony, what she needed to do in order for her life to change. God wants to make a change in your life. Maybe you are a student and you left your house. You are now staying with your friends. You don't want to listen anymore what your parents are telling you. God wants to give you a chance. There is a way out. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way to any situation. So I would like you to as well prepare your glass of water or bottle of water, because in the end of the program we are going to pray, and we are also going to open the lines now for you to call in. But before that, we are going to hear the word of God. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you the number that you can call here in the studio. The number is 081-141-3322. I repeat, 081-141-3322. So you can call here in the studio this number, all right? And for sure, we are here to help you. Now, if you have your Bible, you may kindly open your Bible in the book of John. John chapter 14, verse 6. I repeat, John chapter 14, verse 6. Look what our Lord Jesus said. Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. So Jesus is the way out to any situation. What you need to do is just give God a chance, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Yes, atati kucha. Ame onjila oshiri no mwenyo. So kakunavari onjila, onjila yo kujamo, muju ungashikwa ya tupopi kombinga ya mashera ha. Onjila eyo kujamo mungala mwenyo omwari omwene Yesus Christus. Ashike, ovo ulimome po peifenga ha, ototuruku tengela peifenga ha mwaladi omu tuliomu. Onola, ohetatu, oimwe vavari, oneye no imwe, onatu vavari, ombali vavari.
All right. So I'm also here in the studio with Pastor Sean from our branch in Kadutura. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, dear listeners.
Pastor Sean, we are telling the people here that there is a way out. Jesus is the way out for any situation. It doesn't matter what this person is suffering from. Maybe illness, family situation going on in the house. Maybe this person is suffering from incurable disease. God wants to help this person.
Indeed, Pastor. When they came to Jairus to tell him that his daughter, his child has passed on, the answer Jesus gave to him was he should not be afraid and he should just believe. And this is what we are telling the people today. Do not be afraid and believe. God will help you.
All right. We have one caller on air. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. Good evening. Hello. Good evening, caller. Hello.
Oh, my talking up now. Wa fauli kokule no gojika shona. Hello, meme. O tu atoke wapo nawa. Onduwete kucho uliko kule nongo. Jikasho na? Eh? Onetue kakashimba? Okay. Meme, jinala yo liye no tadenge kuja peni? To denge kudi la peni. Okay. Memo juta shakene ko washi ko atu kuidi ka nene kombiga shike.
All right, we lost that caller. So if you would like to call off air, you can call 0800 223 335. If you wanted to speak to us here on air, you can call 0811413322. We have another caller online. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. What up on our? Now tate.
Tati, uma tokira po nawa? Tato, ta denge kujia peni ne dina lao lidia?
E denge kujia konan ta ya kwa laban.
Ok, laban uhatu kuili kanene kompinga shike?
Ok, tate, shuri hika fana wazi mwana hike me potati mangenge mo fingo. Do shuri hika fana wa shuri ya.
Uwete eme potati ku mange mo fingo.
Edina totazi nanga lifanga na tango shipanjo ngon honda ya poni manando mitenge shirika shibe.
Ok. E fimbo li fike pe nito moni kuna nga ho?
Dura tibi na tepe fokia kujoto nite ndoa.
Ok. So longi ki duta lego kukako piko eko meva?
Kwa tatuang.
Oponeke hulilo polo galama hii, o hatu kani ngenyo meilikano pamwe. Onde shishi kucha shito denge nga ho molwa o une itavelo mwabe mwene kucha kalungo tadru kukufa mwong kalwa fapo.
Yeah, shuna nada.
Yeah, shininguta. Ino japo pola jio e.
Yalo. All right, continue. You can call here in the studio on air at 081-141-3322. We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on now?
O tu ato kira po mimo, ato kira po nao, ha?
Ayun, data kira po nao, mesti, po kujilila po nao.
Kujilila?
Po ndang, pa mo nang
hali. Po nang hali?
Mo nang
hali. Okay. O ha, tu kuili ka nene kumbinga ashike?
Kandi ka, nda na mo kasele nzo, nda na kumonilo nga yanza po anje mbindi yongela.
Okay.
Kisi pangano kukosi handiko sami.
O une njodi di nenge oho pia ne kwa ke ni mayomo ufiku?
Handi moni na fatai ai nengai tuka
pomo. Okay. Okay. Eshu apumboku ninga ha? Mm-hmm. Longi kiduta lo kakopikoe kwa meva. O sheshike hululo proga la mayo atuka ninge nyome ilikano pamwe.
Ye watati.
Itavela.
Ye watati.
Mm-hmm.
Tandumi.
Yalwa. All right, so you can keep on calling here in the studio at 081-141-3322. Or you can call off air. You can call off air. Then the church, the toll-free number, this call is for free at 0800-22-3335. Okay, we have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on now?
Hello. Hello, Memo. What's up, Memo? Memo ta denge kujia peni ne dina lawe liye?
Denge kujia rapu nankole dina eva.
Ok. Meme eva atu kuiri ka nene kombinga ashike?
Ndama nika okaza nda teto. Na lada kola
kumishika. Mm-hmm. Ok.
Ndiote kujia nata wanti zukutonga onda. Ndumbe sizi danki zonga.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ok. Meme. Aningoshi akana shoma alodu. Ok. Onda hala utale uitavele kucha kape na ashisha nyengana kukalunga. Eshi hashi kange konu ilu akale mongala mwenyo tailile nongkalo wafapo. Okwa hene itavele. Ashike o itavela, yesha komi kifidi juu no komu ujua nyengana, okwa chikucha e itavelo loe ole kuvelula. Sholongi kitoka kopi koe komeva, oponeke hulo poroga la mai, o hatu keku ningilo meilikano. Okana kwa edina lao liye? Edina lako liye?
Kwa
Lilia?
Licuse.
Oh, Licuse.
Eh.
Ewa, mimi? You know Japopolagio, eh?
Ewa, that's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can call is a 081 number. Okay, this one you need to have credit on. So there we have another call. Call of your life on Eagle FM.
Hello.
Call of your life on Eagle FM. Wala po?
Now,
now, mimi.
O tato kula po mimi, mato kula po na wa?
O tato kula po na wa, tijere.
O tamo e hama?
O tato e hama?
Mimi, o tato denge kujapen ni dina lao lirie?
E dina janjo nga e mali kare chandi jende ki jamu ako e nyaga mongo diya.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Undi nombi jaronda?
O nombi jaronda.
Undi ni tia nafi yo kukujo.
I tia nafi yo. No, ini mayo tati kucha. Pama kapeno nkalo kujamonga sheho kana kwenga ho kwa yako shipa kwa yako kitande longa onde kapene lunduru kwa lasha. So, kufuta loka kupiko komeva oponeko ni maelo ngelo kalungi iloke hulo lo programa hii o hatuke kuningile ilikano.
Ya, weza kusheku tuandi patina roa nge openzera ngewe tika ipombara.
Haipu pombara.
Ndiwete andirongi sana wapama.
Okay. Aye, atushitula mume ilikano.
Aye, kwa sinja kwetu.
Ewa, wa mime ino japo pala jio, eh?
Ewa, tatu.
Mm.
Mm.
Alright, so you can keep on calling in the studio at 081-141-3322. Alright?
We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up, oh?
Good evening, how are you, Pastor?
No, 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 tate.
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm calling from Ondangwa.
Ondangwa?
Yes.
All the way from Ondangwa.
Yes. I just want to request for the people here in prison in Ondangwa.
Okay.
They are always listening to this program and they ask for us to pray for them. For you to pray for them.
All right. Definitely, we are going to include all of them in our prayer, especially the inmates there in Ondangwa.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank okay. you,
sir. So,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So you can keep on calling. We have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up on now, huh? Hello? Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. What up?
Hello?
Hello, meme. What up, to?
Meme. O tate kula pena o mato kula meme. Meme o ta denge kuja peni ne dina la lilie. O Sandra ta popi. Po unda puta lepe pololo yo po.
Dengo ta denge le offline ani mo na kona ba.
Ya o to tu denge le kono lao heta tu o no lava vali. O mbali bavari, o natu batatu, nonano. Ongo joyo oyo shari. Onola o hetatu. Onola bavari. O mbali bavari. O natu batatu nonano.
Efimbokeshe
kucho o mokati kufiku.
Yeah.
Okay. Dengela kuta le Congo joyo.
What
that Magnisak, hoe groot jou probleem ook nou lyk nie, daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die universele kerk van die koninkryk van God. Elke dinsdag en donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
All right, so we are back. You can keep on calling the studio here if you would like to talk to us on air at 081-141-3322. All right, we have another caller online. Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. Wala Putu. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Meme. Wala Putu.
Hello?
Meme, I'm going to talk about now.
Hello?
Alô?
É.
O ato que rapa não,
hein? Alô? É o ato que rapa não.
Ok, meme, o ta dengue que o Japão não tem na live ali.
Meme, if you can cut the radio in the background, please.
Ok. O ato que ele canta nesse nacional chique?
Ondina
okate kulukangisa
kakalaka velonke ule odula. Hello. Maybe Meme, you have to switch off the device.
Oh, you're radio. Ondina te kucha kwa radio una kujimako.
Radio
yako? Yalo. Okate kulukwe haka kakalataka velonpe. Okay. Oh, edina o kate kuluka kaka kalata kavelon tori elie. O pene hupif. Okay. O muri pa mena yopo. Okay. Longe kidenyo kaka upiko kome ilo kake nde kome va o pone ke hulo o polo galamai. O hatu kani ngome ilikano pa mwe. Mm. Yeah, amen. Totting AP?
On denial of my job.
Liria Piquacomalo do?
Uno Navang.
Vapiquacomalo. Otodruku Dimbruco Madinavo.
Eh.
Okay. Pojo Madinavo Tale.
Johannes Anap.
Mm-hmm.
Johannes Anap.
Ya, pop te madina avo.
Johannes ana Petrusa.
Johannes ana Petrusa. Ewa, longe kidinyo ka kopi komeva.
Ewa,
tati. Inan dia popola dio en, pivo tan druk patru la kone.
All right, so you can call if you would like to speak to someone off air. You can call at 08-0022-3435, and you would like to speak to us here on air, is a 081 number. So we'll say 081-141-3322. I repeat, 081-141-3322. We have another caller online. Call your life on Eagle FM. What up, Otu?
Hello, Tati.
What's up now? What's up now? What's up now? What's up now?
Mekauna
tade ngokuja kwa angwena. Mekauna hatu kuhili kanene kumbiga ashiki.
O, nkina meme wanyenda haramuga likanene teha muma pepe.
Teha muma pepe.
Kwa ninga nena gongvula mututa dada peise pune wako.
Durata tishiki pune.
O,
meme ukulipa mwena avopo.
Ae, kilipa mwena ngai.
Okay.
Amena tango ndara mo galikane ni moni ilonga te kongu ilonga dani ngeki mbonure te kongu ilonga
moni ilonga
mm.
Ewa umeita velo longi kiduta loka kupiko eko meva
ewa tate
ilo kanji ni komeva opo muduro kutopla na meme oena tango noho na tango ngengo tashishiva
ewa
eko kehulu lopolo gala mayo hatu kani ngenyo meilikano pamu inoja popola joe.
Ewa.
Hello. All right, so you can call the studio. You can either call the 081 number or you can call the one 083-288-401. All right, 083-288-401. We have another caller online. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. Hola, Potu. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, Pemene.
Eh?
Meme, ta denge kuja penino netina la mimo lilie?
Denge kuja kokalongo, menangula.
O menangula.
Eh, ndara mwilike neno kama kange haka no malotu.
Iye wa?
Ya ndika kumeita ngonde ina kara koso malotu.
Okay.
Na nemwe na andi ilongo.
Okay.
Edina la koseti.
Okay, na abeo hala kumanguluka komalo do.
Na mandala li manguluka komalo tu.
Okay. Sito kulimpa mwena abopo.
Ae katkepo, amena mo andi vire no mbuta mandama niko kansa loho.
Okay. Meme longi kitutala wakupikoe kwa meva.
Ewa.
Nonda alawi itavele kucha esha nyengana kunu. Inashi nyengana kukalunga. Ashikeo ome itavelo. Ndiwete kucha shuwe tudenge langa usheshi kucho. Une itavelo mwove kucha. Ome ilikano atuke kuningila. Kalungo talongo. Otadruku longi kumifa longa yae. Inene longa yae. Oyo kapena onu tadruku ilonga.
Ewa tate.
E, walongi kitanga wakandini kwa kwa meva. Yalo. Katulu talo poishiash obeto kala wapatulu la dio e opone ke hulo polo grama yu hatu ke kuningilo melikano. Ewa.
All right, we have another caller online. Caller, you are live. All right, so you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. All right, another caller online. Pastor Sean can take this call.
Caller, good evening. How may I help you?
Papa,
what are you doing? What are you doing now?
Eh.
Yalo, meme dinalayon orie no tadenge kuja peni. Otto denge kuja kokelemba.
Eh.
Ohatu kuningilo melika mashike.
Ke yandi kale ke non lumenu, malon dita ka doka na kange.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wakala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, memo hatu kwe kuningile ilikano, nongengu ni itavelo, unumenu to kama na peife keshe ke okuenda po kuombola, unu itavelo lo?
Unu itavelo, chashe undaru denyele kongono konamba inyayo 800, enji marwa yange ya patikina.
Mm-hmm.
Eji kolonda, tupatenge ni marwa yange ngo mongula.
Oya patu kunuka. Mm-hmm. Ewa. Longe kiduta lwa kupikoe kwa meva. Oponeko ni mwae programa yu watu kani genyo meidikano pa mwe. Yo mimi.
Alright, so we lost that caller. You can keep on calling here in the studio at 0832-888-401. Okay, we are having our time now for the prayer. Prepare a glass of water, your bottle of water. We are going to pray now. All right, we also pray for the Stop Suffering supporters because this program was sponsored by the members of the Universal Church. So we are going to pray for all the supporters so that God may continue blessing them. Prepare your glass of water. In a moment, we'll come back in prayer.
Leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, my Lord, for all those that call here, my Lord, asking for prayer. Some of them, They want the family members to be included in the prayer book. Some of them, my father, are in prison, and they always listen to the radio program. They suffer, my Lord, with depression, pain, sadness. Father, I pray, my Lord, for all those who are unable to sleep during the night, those who are victim of witchcraft, those who are suffering from illnesses like back pain, migraine, constant headache, those who are in the hospital on the sick bed. Lord Jesus, I pray for those, my Father, who is at home, perhaps suffering from a depression, my Lord, suicidal thoughts. Maybe this person, my Lord, left the house and now living on the street. Maybe this mother don't know where her son is, don't know where her daughter is. The daughter left the house, the son left the house. It's now 3 months, it's now 4 months that the son left the house or the daughter left. And this mother is suffering, my God, with this pain inside of her because she's losing her house. Father, I pray that you may be able to uplift them, my God, and for you to strengthen, for you to bring back the son, bring back the daughter, those who are sick, my God, heal them, take away, my God, all the pain. Father, I pray for those who are afflicted, my God, let them, my Father, receive restored. I pray, my God, for all the Stop Suffering supporters, those, my Lord, who help for this program to be open every Tuesday night and every Thursday night. I pray, my Lord, that you may bless them abundantly in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kalunga kange eshi handiambe ke omeva kalunga kange. Katulie osha tuke pefimbwe lilo meilika no kalunga kange. Ndele tulipa mweno wanu voeva hapu. Ovo tawasha kene komo ujuo. O kapena o utadruku akandurapo. No kapena o utadruku vapa oko oko. Koku vayambula po no kujamo momo ujuo. Tawasha kene ke vaningi haka na ini mayu nyunyo. O vahalo kujamo muyonde kave na nge tawadruku ninga. Atulika na pamweno wanu voe kalunga kange. Vamoveli me dolongo vamoveli momo uye hame ok. O mombete kalunga kange mangulula o mepoyo ene ipepele no shilongo ashishe kalunga kange kwa watave tupliki ne mopeifenga kalunga kange ninga oikumifa longa yoye oinene longa yoye oinene oinyengandunge yoye o medina la Yesu Christus o handi yambe kovanu voye no handi vanje momake yoye eshitano meva ikumifa longa yoye ne holoke o medina la Yesu Christus. Amen.
Amen. You may drink no your water and be healed and be free. Those who are sick, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So in case you find yourself here in Windhoek, we are here at number 32 Independence Avenue, Osplanplatt. Yes, and our service is always 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 12 midday, 3 o'clock, and 6 p.m. the main service. So I'm inviting you to come tomorrow for the Bible study and for you to grow spiritually. We also have our branch there in Kadatura at Grootwinkels Position.
Yes, we are situated in Richard Kamoka Street, where we meet Independence Avenue. So we are there 6, we are there 7, we are there 10, we are there 12 o'clock, we are there 3 o'clock, and our main service takes place at 6 p.m.
All right. So, Pastor Festus, please.
Nongile kaitoti Monica Mo Greenwella po Mo Daniel Streeta. Po pepi no mobile police station. So oto tushake neke ne mongula po hamano ngula, ngula inene, no tune longelo kalungalo pon longo, na alilo po, na tu, po hamano komatango, o hatushake nene, atushe, no kuhambele longo eno etu. So okutokola na kukalekua.
All right, so you can also call, even though we are going to go shortly off air, but you can call the toll-free number, I will say it slowly, at 08-00-22-3335. I repeat, 08-00-22-3335. They can call, Pastor, right?
No to druku tu dengela na tango kucha o po otpa jamo mome poku o to druku tu dengela kongo diyo po mwene ei ita kuchua kucha oyoshari onola ohetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano handendrula onola nohetatu onola vavari ombali vavari onatu vatatu nonano.
Right, if you need help, call anytime, any day, and for sure God is going to bless you. Until this coming Thursday, we are going to be back from 9 to 10 in the evening. God is the way, Jesus is the way out to your problem. Until this coming Thursday. Bye-bye. Oshuete, tot ziens. Go with the Lord.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.